This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Our show today was recorded earlier. Y'all's baseball team is back in action. That folksy colloquialism is now part of the branding effort to tie Florence's minor league baseball club to the rest of its Kentucky cousins. The team underwent a name change from the Freedom to the Florence Y'alls, a nod to the city's iconic water tower, of course. It was the handiwork of Covington-based creative firm BLDG. That firm also recently helped out the city of Covington in its marketing efforts to boost businesses during this pandemic, and also in the transition of a former General Motors plant to Lordstown Motors. Four BLDG team members spoke to me recently about their work. And joining us now from BLDG are four guys from that Covington firm. We've got Jay Becker. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being here. We also have Nick Dew. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Mike.
And Andy Cluxton. Andy, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. Zach Evans, welcome to the program.
Hello.
All right, we've got Jay, Nick, Andy, and Zach on the program to talk about some really interesting projects that BLDG has been involved in. I'm not supposed to editorialize, but I'm hoping that the bosses here at the station will cut me some slack for being a total homer. I love the Florence Y'alls branding and the idea that that's the new team name. Jay, let's start with you. How were y'all approached by this team in transitioning them from the Florence Freedom to this much more unique name?
Yep. Actually, we saw that they were talking about rebranding, so we reached out to them.
Interesting. Nice hustle.
They had hired like one of the big behemoths of baseball branding, and we kind of took the project away from them.
So this was something that involved community feedback. There was an announcement that the Florence Freedom was looking to rebrand, looking for a new team name. It was clear from the responses that Y'alls was favored. That's, of course, anecdotal, just comments on Facebook and whatever was submitted on the website. But this is what Y'all ultimately went with.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of knew before we started the project that that was kind of the best path.
And this is more than just coming up with a name when you're creating a brand for something. When you release this information back in January to a lot of fanfare, some derision, of course, as with any new change, there's explanations for the shape of the letters, the colors that are chosen. Which one of you could help us understand that process?
I can help out with that.
And who's I? Just remind our listeners. Hi, Nick Dew.
Yeah. So to Jay's point, you know, we were all super pumped about this project from the beginning, and Jay mentioned that and kind of was like a magical thing that happened because he had initiated the project and we kind of were like, well, it's got to be Y'alls. And so there was already talk in the office of this coming in, and we already had this kind of, and the magical point was when we looked at that survey and saw those names and kind of came together on that. And we're fortunate that we have a designer on staff who's from Florence, Sydney Lamb, a very talented girl. And she kind of tapped into her locality and kind of that Southern laid back vibe that Kentucky has. And that kind of initiated everything. But yeah, everything was centralized to a Kentucky baseball team and how we brought that culture to life. So, you know, obviously the tower itself stands prominently, beautifully in that blue sky on a nice day. We took those kind of colors from the tower and the sky behind it and had this nice palette that really it would make anybody who's making a uniform jealous with that color palette, with that pale blue and you know, that classic, those classic baseball tones. So really just, you know, kind of taking what Florence had to offer and really in Southern culture as well. So those kind of things influenced the design throughout the entire process.
So, of course, as you note, the Florence Y'alls is a reference to the very famous Y'all Water Tower. It says Florence Y'all. The story, obviously, from the late 70s used to say Florence Mall. It's by the Florence Mall. There was some decision that you could not promote a private business on government property. So they just painted a little bit over the M and made it Florence Y'all. And now it's probably one of the most famous locations in all of Northern Kentucky. And Nick, what's neat about this is that Northern Kentucky probably has a reputation throughout the rest of the state as being more associated with Cincinnati. We're in the Cincinnati media market. A lot of commerce involves Cincinnati. A lot of our jobs involve Cincinnati. But this very distinctly reconnects Northern Kentucky to Kentucky. And if you could talk a little bit about how intentional BLDG was in establishing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the first thing you look up on, if you look at y'all on Wikipedia, you know, the first sign you see, the picture there is the water tower itself. So that kind of got us excited and proud and really, you know, we're big Kentucky fans. We've always been, you know, we love the state of Kentucky. And I think there's something to be proud of from being from here, and not just Kentucky, but Northern Kentucky particularly is a great place to live. And we wanted to own that. And, you know, we've always kind of been this like under looked at under, you know, kind of this undercard for Cincinnati. And really, you know, there's so much great stuff here. And we really wanted to highlight that with this brand and give Northern Kentucky something they could be proud of.
And obviously it seemed to work because the headlines, the media reaction that came from this back in January, you had Barstool Sports, a very prominent sports website, said that the Florence Yawls is the best minor league baseball team name in the history of team names. And what's unique about minor league baseball for the most part is there are some unique and locally distinctive names that are associated here. And I know the producers here at Cincinnati Edition hate when I talk about my affection for Northern Michigan, but Traverse City has a minor league team that plays that used to play against Florence, and they were called the Beach Bums. And I always loved that. They went through a rebranding just before Florence did as they changed leagues and association. And because of their associations with Cherries, they became the Pit Spitters. And I thought that was really cool. And so with this project, you know, it more distinctly connects the team to this region. Jay Becker, what has the reaction been locally? I understand that people are clamoring for some of this Yawls merchandise.
Yeah, I think originally it was a little challenging to some, but I got a text from somebody the other day saying, I'm not sure how you guys did it, but you spun straw into gold. Was the exact comment. So I think the region's grabbing it and they're going to take it and run with it. And we're just super excited because we want to see more of this Yawls culture come out through the game experience and the team going forward. So I think it's just great going forward.
And this is Cincinnati Edition. We're talking with Covington-based creative firm BLDG. We're joined by Jay Becker, Nick Dew, Andy Cluxton, and Zach Evans. We're talking to them today about a few significant projects in which they've worked, including the rebranding of the Florence Freedom to the Florence Yawls. And next, I want to talk about the assistance that you're giving to the city of Covington, where you're located, in their recovery efforts. Again, I'll start with you, Jay, and then move on to one of your team members who assisted in this project. Talk about ReCov.
Yeah, so I approached the mayor and the economic development director and just said, hey, how can we help you all bring the city of Covington back online as we kind of start to ease through the COVID pandemic? And it literally was a short conversation. They were like, we know we need this. How can we get it the message out? How can we tell the story in true Covington fashion? And that's kind of how it started. And Zach took it and ran with it.
So, Zach, let's talk about that, because this is an interesting period in history, and we're learning, it seems, every week or so, more challenges that emerge and the difficulties that businesses are having. So what was the thought process in hashtag Recover Covington? That's sort of shortened to ReCov.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, like as Nick was saying, just being passionate about Kentucky and Covington, we wanted that to be sort of a rallying factor to this whole thing, because it is a tense time and everybody has a different perspective on this problem that we're all facing. So we really just wanted to bring everyone together first and foremost by celebrating the region. And then next, beyond that, we just wanted to look out for both sides, the businesses reopening, giving them the tools and the information they needed to do that swiftly and safely, but then just also showing respect for this area and the people who want to get back out there and go to their favorite restaurant again and enjoy a good meal.
So ReCov includes some words like reopen and respect, and some of that branding suggests how businesses themselves should conduct themselves, requiring staff to wear masks and gloves, reduce the number of gatherings, and to recognize the symptoms. So I want to know what the process was like. So all those words start with re, as well as do remember to wash your hands and remain seated while dining. Was there a thesaurus involved here? Was there some type of book that you were using to find words that started with this?
There was Andy Cluxton.
Well, Andy, talk about that process.
Sure. Yeah. Anytime throughout the creative process, there's always a great light bulb moment. And I, you know, through brainstorming and thinking through all this stuff, we knew it was Recover Covington. And then all of these things kind of sounded like steps to doing that. So we always thought about Recov as a step-by-step process to, as kind of Zach mentioned, reopen safely and successfully. So the thought there is that, you know, a lot of restaurant owners are just trying to stay afloat. They've got a lot of things going on right now in the world. So how can we equip them with, you know, something that's easy to remember, something that they can rattle off pretty easily, and something that'll make them not feel like they're, you know, being too forceful with how they're enforcing what they're doing. So really the process was just about, you know, creating those nice little sound bites and a memorable phrase that can help people just, you know, just helping people understand and make sense of how to make sense of a really crazy time. So when you think about Recover Covington, it's just, okay, reopen, respect, recovery. And thinking about it in that step-by-step process, it just flowed really nicely. And yes, the thesauruses were involved. A lot of excess rewords were scrapped in the process as well, because there's a sense of you don't want it to become a parody of itself. So finding that right mix is always a challenge, but it's always that creative, fun challenge that makes us love doing what we do.
Well, Andy, let me ask you, how do you fit this type of messaging into the personality of Covington? I think Covington celebrates that it has a rather distinct personality compared to its neighbors. Sometimes it is, like you note, about not becoming a parody of itself. Sometimes it seems to enjoy being a parody of itself. But how do you create branding for a message that fits that uniqueness that Covington has? Again, I'm showing my Homerism, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, Zach can help me fill in the blanks here too, but you know, the state being the outline is always great. We also did mock-ups of the mask in space. So there's a great mock-up that Zach did of the Recov mask. If you've seen it, it's a heart-shaped mask, which is a really beautiful design, covering Dave Duvenek's statue. So a lot of the time in Duvenek Square down in Covington. So
you better say Frank Duvenek. We're going to have a lot
Frank,
of people.
Sorry, Frank Duvenek. Just connecting the design itself to the space is something Zach's really great at. You know, we've been here for so long and are connected to the area, but just kind of using those landmarks and using the space to design to, I think is a big step in helping people connect, which was a huge thing of what we wanted to do, is to have people connect with the campaign, because people need to take ownership. They need to feel like it's theirs, and showcasing Covington in that light was a big step. But I'll let Zach fill in the blanks about the design itself a little more.
Yeah, please do, Zach.
Yeah. As for speaking to Covington, you know, we just really wanted to make it easy for people to get back out there, just more looking out for the people in Covington and letting them get back to some sense of normalcy in their lives. And this particular brand was basically just assisting that. So it wasn't about flexing our funky Covington muscles. It was more about just helping people get back some normalcy to their lives and doing that in an efficient way. So that's ultimately why we boiled this down to simple phrases like reopen, recov, and respect, because those are things that everybody can immediately resonate with and feel inspired and feel supported and have that we're looking out for one another, and there's some compassion surrounding this whole thing. So it was more just being that sort of a guide, but also there to help for everybody in this region.
And I'm glad you note that, not going into the Covington funky side, because with the branding here, this imagery, it just looks very friendly. And that's sort of in line with the city's own official branding, which has this, you know, a similarly colored blue C logo, but it has a face and it has a hand on it. And we're talking about an official city logo, a hand that basically waves at you. And that sort of it signifies a shift from maybe gritty to just Kentucky friendly, does it not?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we really wanted to put that face of compassion and respect and just care for one another, because yeah, we're funky and everything, and we're an interesting, eclectic little area and little town, but also everybody here is super wholehearted and warm-hearted. And so we really wanted that to be the face of this, because at the end of the day, it is just about that. We're caring for one another. We're caring for businesses reopening. We're caring for people getting back out and supporting these businesses. And we want to just share that compassion. So that more became the focus here.
And we're talking with Covington-based BLDG about some significant projects in which this creative firm has been involved in recently, including the rebranding of the Florence Freedom to the Florence Yaws, the Covington recovery effort launched during this pandemic. And now we'll move on to talk about Lordstown Motors. And Jay Becker, Nick Dew, Andy Cluxton, Zach Evans are our guests. Jay, I want to start with you on this one. I've only got a couple of minutes left. Talk about recovery. Lordstown, tell us what's going on there.
So yeah, the whole in literally when we came together with the owners and the stakeholders, the goal was to let's make it all about the people of Lordstown, Ohio, and you know, hence that was the one of the main reasons that the ownership team named the Motor Works Lordstown Motors. It was all about embracing those hardworking people and in the middle of Ohio and rejuvenating advanced manufacturing. So much so that we renamed Mahoning Valley Voltage Valley. Jump in, Nick Dew and Andy, and kind of add more color to that.
Yeah, just to go off that, you know, Jay called me and he's like, hey, how would you like to work on a electric vehicle brand? And my kids were in the NICU, my twins. I like ran over to BLDG, was like, this is going to be amazing. And we just kept learning more about it. And, you know, just the fact that it was an idle GM facility. And, you know, here's this guy trying to, you know, start an electric vehicle brand, you know, and reshape this entire, you know, what is known to be the Rust Belt, you know, and bring in this new technology is super exciting. And it really is an amazing undertaking that they're taking on. And we're just proud to be a part of helping them, you know, reestablish jobs and, you know, bring this new energy source to the region.
So which part of the Lordstown imagery did BLDG create?
Pretty much everything. We didn't design the truck, but you know, we designed the brand that went on the truck. We actually have been working with the engineering team very closely to, you know, with sound design on the truck and where, you know, where the logos go and, you know, the color and things like that. So we are actually involved in that, but you know, everything from advertising to the brand itself to, you know, really the market lane that they're in, you know, we kind of help them shape, you know, driving more towards workers in fleets, and you know, that's been a success for them. So really, I mean, just wanted to accelerate, you know, this vision that this company has.
Well, from the Florence Yaws to Recov to Lordstown Motors and its Lordstown Endurance, the world's first all-electric commercial pickup, all work branding-wise done by Covington-based BLDG. My thanks to Jay Becker, Nick Dew, Andy Cluxton, and Zach Evans. Congratulations on all your recent success, and thanks for taking some time to chat with us about it today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.